From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is someone I consider an Oakland gem, retired librarian and author, Dorothy Lazard. Hey, Dorothy.
Hey, Janae. How you doing?
Good. So excited to see you. Dorothy will be joining several poets on stage for Echoes of Maya, a celebration of verse and voice. This event honoring Maya Angelou is happening this Sunday afternoon at the San Francisco Public Library. But right now, we're going to hear Dorothy's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay and at home. First up is Moles Books. The Berkeley store has been around since 1959. Moles has over 200,000 books in stock, making it one of the largest bookstores in the world. A lot of books. And this makes sense why, Dorothy, you told me that you spend an entire afternoon at Moles. Dorothy, Moles is definitely a Bay Area treasure. But I want to know, what are you doing there all afternoon? And why else do you like Moles?
I could stay in Moles Books for probably a whole day. But I can stay in there because they have such a broad and deep collection of books. All of my favorite topics, history, interior design, cookbooks, craft books. They have new and used books, and they have a wonderful rare book section upstairs on the top floor that I love kind of spying in. You can't go in there unless you're transacting some real business. But they always have some wonderful things on display that you might not ever get a chance to see. They also have a great sports history collection, which I kind of like that as well. A fantastic African American and ethnic studies collection, sociology books, just so much, and great literature. Also posters. Love it.
All right. So Dorothy's been spending a lot of money at Moles. That's Moles Books in Berkeley. Your next pick is The Heart of a Woman by Maya Angelou. This memoir takes readers from California to Cairo, with stops in New York City, where Maya is immersed in community with other Black artists and writers. The book shows her growth as an activist and a mother. Now, Dorothy, I've read this book several times. Maya wrote several memoirs. Why did you choose this one?
I chose this one because it talked about her entering into an international space and reconceiving herself as an artist, but also her growth, as you say, as an activist, and just learning how she navigated being in an international space, living in foreign countries, visiting foreign countries and working in those countries. And the people that she came to know really helped develop herself as an international, as a world citizen. I found that very intriguing because that's a narrative we don't really hear a lot about as far as Black women are concerned. I thought it was brilliant, very honest, and just inspiring.
That's The Heart of a Woman by Maya Angelou, and you can pick it up at your local bookstore. And your final pick is your old stomping ground, Dorothy, the Oakland History Center, which is at the Oakland Main Library. And the History Center collects and provides sources that help us learn about the history of Oakland and the East Bay. Now, the Main Library has been closed most of the year for major repairs and improvement, but last I checked, it is scheduled to reopen sometime this month. Now, in the meantime, you can go on their website to look at some archives. What should we check out when we go there?
The Oakland History Center, where I spent the last 12 of my 20 years at Oakland Main Library, is an absolute local gem. It has tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of historic photos of our neighborhoods and our institutions, our schools, our public buildings, and so forth. It also has resources for people looking up family histories, histories of their homes, a real place of inspiration and education.
Well, I'm going to have to go so I can find some of my relatives and go through their yearbooks and see them in their big afros. That's the Oakland History Center at the Main Library. I've been speaking with author and OG retired librarian Dorothy Lazard. Catch her this Sunday on stage for Echoes of Maya, a celebration of verse and voice. The event is free at the San Francisco Public Library. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by James Rollins. I'm Janae Dart.